Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation, despite the fact that the great majority of Americans are not happy with the direction this nation has taken, not on any issue. Certainly not on the issue of immigration or border security, where the Biden administration has managed to alienate just about everybody, including people who believe in the long-term need for meaningful immigration reform and an enhancement of border security for the sake of the United States and a secure border, which is a worthy goal. That's a big issue right now, together with the idea that we're coming up to an election sequence where the key swing part of the electorate that is expected to give Republicans control of the House and the Senate happens to be the Latino community, the largest community of color, if that classification means anything, in the United States. So what is going on here? What is it about the Biden administration or the approach of Republicans that is giving Republicans that edge? Here to talk about this and so much more, one of my favorite guests, Ruben Navarrete, who is the most widely read Latino columnist in the country. And he's ranked 16th as among popular columnists in America altogether of anybody, according to Media Matters. He's a nationally syndicated columnist with the Washington Post Writers Group. His twice-a-week column appears in nearly 150 newspapers. He's also a contributor to USA Today and to FoxNews.com, and a columnist for the Daily Beast. Busy guy, Ruben, and you've been busy, I can see.
My friend, look who's talking. Yes, I know, I've been following your lead. You and I work a lot. There's a lot to say. There's a lot going on. And I guess we're very privileged to be able to do what we do for a living.
There's no doubt about it. And it is a pleasure and a joy to do this work, as I know you find as well. Okay, yeah. Let me ask you first. You have a column that talks about Latinos, and I found the column very amusing, as sort of the Rodney Dangerfield in the electorate because they can't get no respect. How have Democrats disrespected Latinos?
Well, it's a good question. You know, typically Democrats operate in a black and white paradigm. I think you see that whenever they talk about race, whenever they talk about outreach to, quote, minority voters, it's always to African Americans. There's plenty of good outreach that should be done to African Americans by both political parties. But I think that Latinos take note of the fact that there are more Latinos now in the U.S. than African Americans, and that's been true for over a decade. And they feel slighted by that. We have a huge buying power. We have a $2.3 trillion annual GDP. We decide presidential elections. The incredibly important, significant population of Americans, Latinos are, and we don't normally get the time of day from either political party. And I guess there are various reasons for that. So that's sort of why the Democratic Party has been in a funk. It's also worth noting the Democratic Party owes Latinos a great debt, because for the last 15 presidential elections, dating all the way back to 1960, so the first time they ever kept track of the Latino vote, you had the Viva Kennedy clubs popping up in favor, in support of JFK. And in those 15 elections, Latinos have always given a majority of their votes to the Democratic candidate in presidential elections. And so not for nothing, the Democrats owe us a debt. They've been really slow to repay it.
And apparently, according to polling now, the Latino vote is evenly split in terms of a generic ballot for Congress. In other words, I think this part of this frustration, all of the big promises that were made about meaningful immigration reform, which were not at all pursued, not for a moment by Barack Obama until the very end of his term, two terms, and basically have been sort of left to left unsaid and undone and untouched by Joe Biden as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've listened to, and I do listen to your podcast, and you and others have talked correctly about, you know, the Democratic thumping that's coming, the Republican wave, and the Democrats are going to lose both houses, it looks like. The other big story, though, for November is this Latino vote story. The fact that they have migrated, Latinos have migrated away from the Democratic Party and toward the Republican Party. It's still an open question, Michael, about whether the Republican Party is smart enough to keep them. But they clearly are getting a second look by Latinos. And there's three main reasons for that. One is that Donald Trump, you know, it almost defied imagination, but he did very well with Latino voters, despite the fact that he did a lot of personal insulting of Latinos over his 4 years. He did well with Latinos, and that got Latinos accustomed to voting Republican again, just like they had for George W. Bush and had years earlier, 20 years earlier than that, for Ronald Reagan. The second thing is Joe Biden is a really imperfect messenger for Latinos because
you think?
He's never really gotten us. We don't get him. Somebody described it like this to me, that there's the beat that goes on in the Latino community and the music. Joe Biden doesn't hear the music. He was very much steeped in a black and white world. He spent his entire career in politics in a black and white paradigm. He doesn't really understand Latinos. Bernie Sanders got Latinos, but Joe Biden got African Americans and didn't get Latinos. Also, Biden had the misfortune of being the vice president to a president who really disrespected Latinos and deported over 3 million people, many of whom were Latino. And then lastly, there's a sameness argument that's at work here, and that is that you'll talk to a lot of Latinos who say, you know what, I do believe the Republican Party has a tendency, an unfortunate tendency, to pander to racists when it comes to immigration or crime and the like. And then they ask, well, what about the Democratic Party? And they say, yeah, pretty much the same thing. Well, when that happens, when somebody decides that the two parties are pretty much the same on some of these issues, to the point where Joe Biden is literally photocopying Donald Trump's old immigration plans, then that really negates the benefit the Democrats have always had, which is their slogan is vote for us, we're not Republicans. So now the Democrat, the Latinos are basically saying, okay, all things being equal, I guess I'll just vote for the better candidate. Maybe that's a Republican.
All right. Speaking of that, a Republican, prominent Republican who may have presidential aspirations, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has launched this Operation Lone Star. I want to play you, to get a reaction, some of the coverage of Operation Lone Star that appeared recently on CBS. It was a reporter named Lilia Luciano on CBS TV. Listen.
The primary goal, the mission, is to stop the criminal activity from taking place, from entering the state of Texas and making it further into the interior.
That sounds a lot like border enforcement.
Right.
But that's not up to states. That's up to the federal government.
Well, but one thing to understand is that Operation Lone Star is a comprehensive border strategy, because the federal government has failed to take any type of action or have a strategy in place to stop some of the criminal activity.
But given the high number of crossings, that deterrence strategy may not be working.
This is your fourth time trying to come in this month.
¿Y por qué sigue viniendo? Why do you keep coming?
Porque está difícil en México.
They told us they weren't intending to commit crimes, and all they have left is debt and a broken dream.
Sueño.
The dream has ended. What was that dream about?
Sacar la, la familia.
To help your family.
They go on, apparently, with the Operation Lone Star. The difficulty they have is that Texas is spending $3 billion on this, is to pick up people for trespassing, because they're not allowed to enforce immigration restrictions. That's up to the federal government. Do you have a, I want to get Ruben's reaction on this, because it's wildly controversial. Also, the desire to drop Clause 42 of the immigration rules that were in place under Trump, that took advantage of the pandemic, which is still going on, by the way, and is still a public health crisis, to turn away some unauthorized immigrants at the border. We'll get to that and much more with my friend Ruben Navarrete coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
We'll be right back. Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Michael Medved Show. I need help. I need help from my friend Ruben Navarrete. Just was moments ago playing him a little excerpt from a very enlightening CBS News report about what is going on at the border. They were interviewing Ruben, just to refresh everybody's memory, an unauthorized immigrant. Illegal immigrant, if you will be, who had been apprehended four times in a week by the Border Patrol trying to cross into the United States. And he was talking about simply wanting to come to the U.S. and to work. And this is at a time when pizza parlors and hotels can't find people to do the kind of job that he was apparently looking for. There must be a better way of handling a situation than basically spending law enforcement resources from the state of Texas to pick up this guy four different times, and he just keeps coming back. What should be done?
It's amazing, Michael. Somebody should remember that the spring of 2022 was about this interesting paradox that you laid out, where everywhere we look, in Washington State or in California or in Texas, we see help wanted signs. We see people who are resigning from jobs, the great resignation, had a perfectly good job, decided to quit it. I want to go off and find myself. People can't find people to work. At the same time, we're keeping out, like our life depended on it, refugees and immigrants who we could apprehend, process, they could apply for asylum or legal status. We could get them working with a work permit and fill those very same jobs. It doesn't make any sense. I got to say, Texas is probably the most fascinating state in the country. I lived there for 5 years, and it's all coming back to me now. It's a Republican state that's very pro-business. We've got a recession-proof cities like Dallas and Houston. And in part, that's because of, wait for it, illegal immigrant labor. Illegal immigrants built the new Texas economy. They tar the roofs in Dallas when it's 115 degrees of humidity outside. Nobody else would do these jobs. And so Texas now, having on the one hand benefit from all this illegal immigration, does have a Republican governor who wants to run for president, and he's not about to let Ron DeSantis, the governor from Florida, take away the border issue when Florida isn't even a border state. So Greg Abbott is in this war with Ron DeSantis, and he's trying to outdo him in the outrageous department, and that's led us to all these conversations about dropping people off in Washington, D.C., and transporting them on buses, and Operation Lone Star and all these things. And it's just all theater, because after all, Texas would be dead in the water without illegal immigrant labor. So that's what happens when the Chamber of Commerce meets up against the Texas Department of Public Safety. I can't wait to see who'll win. Bring me the popcorn.
That's a very not an inspiring battle, especially at a time when Florida is battling the Disney company, which is another story. Why do we have a border wall? Some of it, one of President Trump's proudest accomplishments. He built some 500 miles of wall. He claims a lot of it was just repairing old wall.
Yes,
but okay, that's there. Our expenditures on border security are way up. They haven't been reduced under the Biden administration. What is it? Why is it that right now we have the highest last month total of unauthorized immigrants who are intercepted, the highest total in 20 years. It's close to 300,000 people. Why is that?
I'm going to give you the explanation that I like the best. I've never said this before on your show, but we have to understand that our border enforcement policy for the last 30 years has been counterproductive, because every time we build a wall or fix a fence or spend more money on electronic sensors or whatever, or beat our chest, the drug cartels and the now increasingly the human smuggling cartels, and sometimes they're one and the same, raise their prices. It used to cost $500 to come across the border into San Diego, and now it costs near $5,000. The more difficult we make it to get in, the more the cartels raise their prices. It's a bit like those old movies with Godzilla. You would attack Godzilla by electrocuting him, right? Now he's 10 stories high, he's picked off, and he's electric. That was smart, right? So ultimately, we can't win this battle, because every time we get tough with the border, the cartels get bigger, stronger, more sophisticated, and they run these operations as a way of generating huge amounts of income. And then contrast that, Michael, with the fact that the reason they're going to Texas is because they have family members in Texas. It's the old immigration pattern, right? It's the reason the Irish went to Boston and not to Minnesota. They went to Boston because there were other Irish people there previously. And likewise, for generations, Texans have lived off illegal immigrant labor, and, you know, your maid, your housekeeper, you know, your gardener, well, their cousin is coming, and their nephew is coming, and all these people are coming. And so now Texas is paying that price for all that cheap labor. Turned out not to be so cheap after all.
So the idea is what we really need is what President Bush, I know, tried to achieve. President Obama talked about, but never really made much of an effort to achieve it, which is a wall against illegal entry, but making it easier for people to actually enter the country if they do not have criminal records and they are decent people, making it easier for them to do it legally.
Yes, and we're seeing that in Poland. We talked about the Ukrainian. I was struck by this debate in Poland about Ukrainian refugees. 1 minute, people outside of Poland who don't live in Poland are saying, oh, my goodness, the Polish economy is going to be wrecked by all these Ukrainians. Turns out the opposite is true. When you interview people in Poland, you find that before, people in Poland couldn't find the workers to take jobs. But now, lo and behold, the Ukrainian refugees are taking those jobs. So we need to stop looking at refugees and immigrants as destroyers of the economy and actually see them for what they are, whether they're in Poland or here in the United States, which is builders of the economy. It's because Texas ought to just say thank you. They ought to say gracias. Because having lived in Texas, I can tell you Texas would not be this economic powerhouse if it were not for its reliance on illegal immigrant labor. So we need to be honest about that and stop trying to demonize these people who could do our economy a lot of good.
That's Ruben Navarrete. Ruben's most recent columns are linked at our website. And Ruben, we were talking earlier today about the most likely Democratic candidate for president, the one who's going to win the nomination. And many, many people assuming it won't be Joe Biden. Your guess as to the Democratic candidate for president of the United States in 2024?
I'd say Gavin Newsom. Keep your eye on Gavin Newsom. God forbid, but he's not giving up. He's not giving up. He's throwing in the towel, and he's counting on the fact that he might get a rematch with Kamala Harris, another Californian. There's no love lost.
Does he even have a Republican opponent for his reelection for governor?
You know, that's a good question. He doesn't. He doesn't because he just beat back this recall. So,
I know.
For all intents and purposes, he is ready to go. He is canned, rested, and ready, America. God help us, Gavin Newsom wants to be your president.
That is not a consummation devoutly to be wished. Ruben Navarrete, a pleasure always speaking with you. You can read his material at michaelmedved.com. We have a bunch of movies we're covering today, including a couple that are remarkable. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, The Nick Cage Vehicle, and The Northman, coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has announced a new $800 million aid package to Ukraine. At the Pentagon with the Ukrainian Prime Minister, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says that the Russian invasion is Putin's war of choice.
Today we call again on Russia to end its aggression, to halt its atrocities, and to suspend its military operations, and to withdraw its forces and equipment from Ukrainian territory without delay.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't happy with the Justice Department's decision to appeal a court ruling striking down the federal mask mandate on mass transit. DeSantis saying there should be no mandates. period, the Dow losing 368 points on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you gotta learn from history. It's basically an essential quality if you're going to succeed in politics, in governance, in life. You have to learn from the past. It's one of the reasons that I'm so enthusiastic about promoting Medhead Plus memberships, because you get access to all of our history programs, and they're all free whenever you want them, anytime you want them, to go ahead and stream those programs at your convenience. For nothing, for free. And you learn a lot, you pay very little. The membership is 22 cents a day, and which is a remarkably great deal for everything that you get, including access to the podcast version of this radio show. All you need to do is go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. It comes to a grand total of $70 a year. You can have more than our 70 history programs, kind of all of them, it ends up being less than a dollar a piece, plus access to the show on a daily basis. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. And one of the, we're all going to be covering tomorrow, because it's still tax week, we're going to be covering the history of the tax system in America. Okay, speaking of learning from history, one of the things you learn from history is you don't go to war if you know you can't win. I mean, nothing could be more stupid than wasting human lives, wasting prestige, wasting uncountable billions of dollars, wasting all of that on a war where you are bound to lose. I think that's frankly what some Republicans are doing right now in the state of Florida. It is insane to go to war against Disney. This is a war you cannot win. Disney will be there long after some of the Republicans in the legislature and Governor DeSantis are out of office. And here is the story. The Republican-led Florida Senate passed a bill yesterday that would eliminate a special tax district that allows Walt Disney Company to govern the land where its theme parks sit, as lawmakers targeted the company for opposing legislation restricting classroom instruction on gender and sexuality. The GOP-led House will likely vote to approve the measure today. I think they already have, perhaps. And Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who called for lawmakers to consider such a bill as in a special session he convened this week, has made it clear he's eager to sign it. Losing the nearly 40-square-mile district near Orlando would be a major blow to Disney's Florida operations. The special district created in 1967 and known as the Ruby Creek Improvement District exempts Disney from a host of regulations and certain taxes and fees. It has allowed the entertainment company to manage its theme parks and resorts in the state with little red tape for more than 50 years. But the advantage to that is it means that the state doesn't have to pay for the water and the servicing and fixing potholes on Disney property. It saves Disney tens of millions of dollars a year, according to a person familiar with the company's finances who studied the issue over a decade ago. Governor DeSantis and GOP lawmakers have clashed with Disney over the company's opposition to the recently signed Parental Rights and Education Law, which critics call the Don't Say Gay legislation. The measure prohibits classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity through grade 3 and limits it for older students to material that is age appropriate. By the way, I would have voted for that law. I think the law is good. I think it's fine. And I think Disney is crazy and wrong to attack it. But see, that was a war that they might be able to win, at least in the sense of most people don't care that deeply about this particular law, and many of those who do care most deeply are gay activists and others who Disney wants to come to the theme park. By the way, is there anyone there, out there, listening to us right now, 1-800-955-1776, who has decided no more Disney vacations for me? Because Disney is opposed to this parental rights and education law. The Disney boycott that they tried, and this is 30 years ago, was a complete bust. It had no success. Disney is a very successful company. And by the way, they do a good job at the theme parks. Jeremy's daughters and Greg Tomlin with his whole family, rock star Greg Tomlin, recently were down enjoying the theme parks with kids, and the theme parks are kind of wonderful. They even have a section in a Hall of Presidents in Disney World that is kind of patriotic. It's more than kind of patriotic. It's very patriotic. And yes, it includes President Trump. So what is this supposed to accomplish? Can someone give me a strategy for what you expect is going to happen with the Republicans in the legislature taking away this special district that has been operating for more than 50 years? And by the way, the local communities, Orange County government is monitoring this special session in Tallahassee, particularly when it comes to unfunded cost shifts to local governments. That's what Mayor Jeremy Deming said in a statement. He's the mayor of Orlando County, right? He's of Orange County, which is where Orlando is. And by the way, he's also the husband of Val Demings, who's running for the U.S. Senate as a Democrat, of course, against Marco Rubio. And this bill, which is going to put extra money, it's going to cost literally hundreds of dollars of extra tax money for private citizens in this area, because all of a sudden they're going to be required to be providing public services that Disney's been providing for itself. Disney currently pays property and other taxes to both counties. In addition, the company, as the primary landowner in Reedy Creek, provided most of the $153 million in revenue from taxes and fees that the district collected in fiscal 2021. That money covers all of the district's governing expenses, including paying about 400 employees' salaries and servicing about $977 million in long-term bond debt that Reedy Creek has issued over the years. If the district is dissolved, that debt would become the responsibility of the taxpayers in Orange and Osceola counties. Counties would likely be set up a new special taxing district in order to tie bond payments to the tax revenue produced by Disney properties. Now, all of this is, you look at what is a beloved American institution. How do we know it's beloved? Because Americans pay billions every year to go down and enjoy Disney World. And for the state of Florida to be deciding because of the Disney opposing a bill that is already the law of the state, that parental rights and education bill has passed. That's going forward. So now they're going to strike at Disney because they had the temerity to oppose it or because they call for its repeal. This is not going to help the cause of parental rights and education. And I don't think it's going to hurt, seriously, anything about the Disney company. This is one of those things that is basically a self-inflicted wound on conservatives and Republicans, and particularly in the state of Florida. And I think ultimately it's going to be very damaging to the presidential aspirations of Ron DeSantis. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show with a couple of really remarkable films being released tomorrow. We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. J. Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medved Show, giving you a heads up about a bunch of new movies that are coming out tomorrow, actually. And the reason for this advance notice is because two of those movies are downright remarkable and noteworthy. One of them really deserves the fanfare from Hollyweird. Heard something about this film, and it is a true epic. It is spectacular to watch. Some of the imagery will stay with you, will be very difficult to forget. It's brutal, it's romantic, it's actually inspiring in its own strange and haunting way. The movie is called The Northman. And it lets you know at the beginning, it takes place in the year 895. Yeah, that's right. Less than 1,000 years. Well, more than 1,000 years ago. And it's a serious cinematic effort to sort of recreate some of Viking culture. The Northmen, of course, that's like the Norsemen. It's basically based upon ancient texts from Iceland and Denmark, and texts that later inspired the story of Hamlet. In fact, the main character in this movie, which is very well researched and very substantive, is a prince named Amlet. See the similarity? It's played by Alexander Skarsgård. When he's a little boy, he sees his father murdered and his mother carried off, and all by his uncle. And then he determines that he is going to seek revenge or die in the process. Listen.
Why would he stow away to such a hellish place?
To find what was stolen from me.
And what is that?
The kingdom.
You must choose between kindness for your kin or hate for your enemies.
Your strength breaks men's bones. I have the cunning to break their minds.
And night by night, we will carry out my pledge of vengeance.
Okay, despite the whispery delivery by Alexander Skarsgård, he's a tremendous screen presence. Is it the best performance I've ever seen? No, but it's effective because the effects are so effective and the settings and the recreations. Anya Taylor-Joy plays his fellow slave, and yes, slavery was an institution in Viking culture. And Nicole Kidman plays his mother. The film is from Robert Eggers, who's best known for two other haunting films, The Lighthouse, with Willem Dafoe, and Witch, which also was Anya Taylor-Joy, I believe. And the film is one of those things that emphasizes how far we've come
and some of those timeless questions of betrayal and love, honor, duty, and with the mythological elements from Viking folklore very much included. For anybody who's interested at all in this material, and Hollywood's had a number of embarrassing efforts to make films about the Vikings, this is a must-see. It also deserves 4 stars, but that R rating is for real. The brutality, the violence, some of the sexuality and nudity, this is for adults. And adults with strong constitutions who aren't going to shy away from some of those very adult elements. 4 stars for The Northman. Another fine film, and I'm letting you know in advance because it is so strikingly unexpected, is called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. The title is awful, will probably keep people away from the film, but it shouldn't. This is the story of Nicolas Cage. Well, not the real Nicolas Cage, though the real Nicolas Cage plays the Nicolas Cage in the film. It describes him as an actor who's unfulfilled and not doing so well in his career, finding it difficult to work. And so he accepts $1 million to attend a fan's birthday party, not knowing that a fan is also a drug kingpin in Spain. And he goes on this errand, but then the CIA wants to sign him up for secret duty. Listen.
I'm quitting acting.
We got another offer. It's $1 million. It's to attend a wealthy gentleman's birthday party.
The guy that owns this house, what's his name?
Hobby.
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage? I love you.
What do you guys want?
We're with Central Intelligence. Do you know who you're spending time with? One of the most ruthless men on the face of this planet. I need you to help the U.S. government.
We're okay!
That's Tiffany Haddish is the CIA agent who runs Nicolas Cage's mission. Pedro Pascal, who is a new star, is terrific, shockingly sympathetic, and playing the kingpin that Cage goes to visit and to honor with his presence at a birthday party. The film's hilarious. I can't remember recently laughing so consistently and so irresistibly at a movie. It's a thriller. There are lots of car chases, but Nicolas Cage, when he's on, and he's definitely on in this film, can be incredibly funny. And he is here. Does the plot make any sense ultimately? No. By the way, Sharon Horgan, who's a rising star, is terrific playing Nick Cage's ex-wife. Actually, the film doesn't go into it, but the real Nick Cage has 5 of them. It's 3.5 stars for, a film that's definitely R. There is a good deal of violence and some sex references, and be prepared to laugh, even if some of the laughter is at the expense of the megastar at the center of the film. Okay, coming up, there's also a new film called All the Old Knives. Now, what is All the Old Knives? Well, it's something that is very different, featuring Chris Pine and together with Thandi Newton. And they play former lovers and former CIA agents who actually are rekindling, maybe, their relationship, looking back at an airline hijacking which damaged both their lives. Lawrence Fishburne plays the head of the CIA agency office that they're operating out of in Vienna in All the Old Knives.
I was living the dream. Then Flight 127 happened.
The hijackers had help from inside our station here in Vienna.
Someone in our station betrayed us.
What about you?
They cleared me.
Really?
If we started shouting mole, that would have been it for all of us.
We look at the evidence, we follow the facts.
Are you accusing me?
We want to keep this quiet. We can't afford the embarrassment of a prosecution.
Okay. It's a somewhat confusing plot because it goes back and forth
from the present day in the movie to the experience they had with this tragic airline hijacking, recreating that experience and creating mysteries. There is a betrayal in the film that is actually painful because the performances are solid enough. Chris Pine is very good, as he was recently in The Contractor. And Thandi Newton, who is a often underappreciated actress. She played Sally Hemings in that movie about Jefferson with Nick Nolte. But she's very good, and Lawrence Fishburne and Jonathan Pryce, veteran English actor, both outstanding, playing top-rank officials in the Central Intelligence Agency. The difficulty with the film is, again, putting it together and to staying sympathetic to the various characters as they proceed. It is, particularly the beginnings of the film, are spellbinding to watch and atmospheric and well done. 2.5 stars for All the Old Knives. And then finally, there's a film called It's a Small Thing. It's The Small Things, Charlie Brown. That's actually a film that is coming out. And All the Old Knives, by the way, is on Amazon Prime Video. And it's streaming now. The Charlie Brown film, which is 38 minutes long, well, it's also enjoyable, worth seeing. Not a deathless classic, but worthy of the Peanuts tradition. The history of taxes. How did we get saddled with the system that we have? It's important at the conclusion of Tax Week that you know it. You'll find out next time, tomorrow, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.